You'll hear five different people talking about shopping for food. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds. You'll need to play the recording twice.
Speaker 1.
I quite like shopping at the local supermarket, unless my partner's with me. He keeps holding me up by stopping to look at things like the CDs on offer. So whenever I can, I go with my friend Emma instead. That works well, because she and I like to get things in more or less the same order, beginning with cleaning things, then stuff in packets like cereals, followed by drinks, and then fresh meat or fish. Just before the checkout, I pick up potatoes, beans, apples and so on. And then we can have a good chat while we wait in the queue. We always have so much to tell each other that the time flies.
Speaker 2.
I always go to the supermarket at lunchtime when it's quieter. That way I don't get caught at the checkout behind loads of people doing their weekly shop. I can't stand that, and it's the main reason I never go there on Saturdays. Actually, I don't like shopping at all, but I suppose it has to be done. I do it as fast as I can, so I never bother looking at special offers or anything like that. I know some people like to look carefully at every banana or carrot before they buy it, but I just throw a kilo of everything into bags, pick up some milk and orange juice, and then get out.
Speaker 3.
I used to go to the shops on my way home at lunchtime, but the problem was I kept seeing tasty-looking things like cakes and chocolates and putting them into my basket even though they weren't on my shopping list, which meant I was buying a lot of unhealthy snacks rather than proper food such as fruit and vegetables. Sometimes I'd even start eating them while I was in the checkout queue. So, nowadays, I only buy food when I've just had a good meal and I don't feel that temptation anymore. It also saves me money because many of those attractive-looking snacks were quite expensive.
Speaker 4.
Before I leave the house, I always have a look at the supermarket ads, either in the junk mail they send out or on their website, and note down any special offers. But when I'm actually there, I don't really know what happens, because every time I reach the checkout, the bill is huge. I suppose it might be because I never manage to find half the cut price things they're advertising, or maybe I buy more of them because they're cheaper. Though, probably, the real reason is that I just can't help buying things I like the look of, no matter how many times I tell myself before I go shopping that this time I won't.
Speaker 5.
I'm a student living with friends in the city centre, so I have to be careful with the shopping bills. I always look out for special offers, and if they're things I like, I buy lots of them. In fact, I don't think I ever buy anything full price. I'm a vegetarian, but I even avoid buying my favourite vegetables and fruit in the winter. Instead, I wait until they're in season and cost less. They look so much better then anyway. And when I see all those lovely fresh tomatoes and grapes and berries laid out in the shop, I often feel like eating them there and then.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.